וגנר.
כן?
האיש הקטן מהרדיו.
והנה הם פה, דיינוזור ג'וניור, אצלי כאן באולפן, איזה כיף. דיינוזור ג'וניור, כאמור, אצלנו כאן באופן, ויש לי את הכבוד והעונג לדבר איתם. Hello, Mr. J. Muskis.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Can you hear me? Okay. Hello, Lou Barlow.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Okay. And Murph.
Yes.
This is your name, Murph.
Patrick Murphy.
Okay. It's the first time in Israel, I understand.
Oh, yes.
What did you do until now? In the morning? Where have you been?
Jerusalem.
Yeah, these guys went sightseeing. I was the lazy man in the band and I slept. I took the baby route.
Do you have any religious feeling for Israel or something? That you went to Jerusalem for all places?
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I guess I was born Catholic, but I don't know. Really, I don't have any specific religion, really. I was checking them all out there.
Okay. כמו שאני שומע, הרעיון לא התפתח לשיחה קולחת, אבל שאלתי אותו אם יש לה איזה רגשות מיוחדים דתיים לישראל, שלכן הם ביקרו דווקא בירושלים. And how was the show yesterday?
It was pretty good.
It was good.
Better than I thought it would be.
Were you surprised that in Israel so many people know your music and love you?
Yeah. I was surprised.
You know that when you began in the 80s, it was very fresh and something different, your sound. Mm. And how do you explain that after all these years, people still are connected to this sound of the noisy guitars and, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. We're surprised, I think, that people still like it. So I'm not sure why they do. But we're glad they do.
Okay. שאלתי אותו, אותם, אם איך את ההופעה, הייתה בסדר? והאם הם מופתעים מזה שבארץ אוהבים אותם? מופתעים. האם מופתעים מזה ש-20 שנה אחרי שהם מציאו את הסאונד הזה, הגיטרות המקוסחות, זה עדיין עובד? מה הם אמרו? כן. טני, אתה רוצה לשאול שאלה?
כן.
This is Dron Tani.
Hi. First of all, you don't have the Jerusalem syndrome, right? You don't think like you're the Messiah now or something like that, because it happens to people that go to Jerusalem.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't you hear about it?
No.
Well, it happens. There is a lot of new artists. I mean, not that new, but a lot of artists consider you as a very strong influence on their music. Do you think it's a compliment? Do you think it's can you hear some of the stuff you did or still doing in new music?
I don't always hear it, but it's nice that it's a compliment. It's nice to hear that.
I mean, there was a certain sound that Jay kind of originated with guitars, putting the guitars, having the overdubs come in extremely loud over the top of the other, and that's something that actually really did. You still hear that now, and it's actually become part of the mainstream now.
Yeah, but still, I mean, considering when you started, you were brave. You didn't think about how much it would sell. You didn't consider it back then, right?
No.
And today, it seems to be that a lot of artists are cowards. They are afraid to bring a new sound.
Very commercial.
It's always that way, though.
It's all like it's more marketing than music. Like you think about how the band would look before you think about how the music would sound like.
Well, that's always been that way. I don't think it's never not been that way. I mean, through the history of music, that is mostly music is image is a large part of it, and there's always people that care deeply about the music and sort of play to their peers. We're sort of played to our peers, our musical peers, and we're influenced by people that also played to their peers, and there'll always be people that do that, and there'll always be people that do it for the business, and always people that do it for the music. And I don't know if there's ever been any more or less at any given time. I think it's always been kind of the same, in my opinion.
תן לי שאל אותם, האם זה נכונה הרגשה שלו, קודם כל שהם השפיעו על הרבה אנשים אחרים, והם אמרו שהם שמעו על זה, אבל לא ממש יודעים. הוא אמר שהרגשה שלו שפעם, כשהם התחילו, הם היו נורא אמיצים, כי הם עשו את זה בשביל המוזיקה, ולא בשביל התדמית והשיווק וכל הדברים ה... אז לו ברלו אמר לו שבעצם זה תמיד היה ככה, שתמיד היו להקות שהיו עושות את זה בשביל העניין המסחרי, והיו כאלה שעושות את זה בשביל השיווק.
And you wanted to answer that, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's always people who, you know, why did you guys make it? We're better musicians. What do you guys, your music sounds like crap.
Can you explain it? Why did you make it?
Well, I think just because I guess we tried to make music that we wanted to listen to or hear, and then, yeah, not worried about what's going to sell. And then, you know, if you like it, then you figure maybe someone else will like it, rather than try to chase what's commercial and try to do something that people will like. You never know.
But there were difficulties, no, that this kind of music was not so popular, and it came back suddenly.
Yeah.
When we were kids, we didn't like popular music. I mean, we liked very underground music. That was part of the appeal, was knowing something that other people didn't know.
And when we were young,
gave us an identity, you know.
When we were young, it was just something to do. You know, it was like we could play music, and we didn't necessarily want to work or pursue normal things, because it just seemed kind of a drag, and music seemed like a more fun, just an easier way to go, you know, just to pursue music.
Did you believe that 20 years after you'll be still in this business?
I had no idea.
Well, you know, there's always, I mean, we listened to the Stooges and the Velvet Underground, and those were bands that weren't very popular at their time, and you sort of understand, if you're a music fan, that things do live on, like the Ramones, for some reason they live on because of their sound, and the Velvet Underground, and those things live on, and you know that when you become educated about music and you learn about music, you realize that those, if you do something real, it will last. And that, for me, it's something that made me go inside myself, and like, I know if I pull the truth out of myself and follow what I want to hear myself, that will lead me to that there's a future in that, you know. There is something to be said for that, in some way to make it that way.
מה שהם אומרים בקשר לשאלה אם הם האמינו אז, קודם כל הם אומרים שהם עשו את זה כי לא הייתה להם ברירה, זה מה שהם אהבו וזאת הייתה הבחירה הטבעית שלהם. ודבר שני, שאלתי אותם אם הם האמינו אז שזה יחזיק מעמד, אז הוא אומר כן, להקות שאהבנו כמו רמונס ורבבת אנדרגאונד והסטוג'ז, כולם יחזיקו מעמד, אז הם האמינו, אם אני מתמצת את מה שהוא אמר, שיחזיקו מעמד. Can you play one song acoustic here on the guitar, please? Please, please. Little demo. Not the same, only half minute.
I mean,
sing shir ve nenase la shakhna.
Ma, o ma ken o lo, lo ma. You said yes or no, I didn't understand.
I don't really want to.
I don't know if you don't want to, so no. Okay, so we'll have the record. Oh, גם זה מתוך אלבום חדש, זה נקרא קרמבל, ומרף פה, בזמן שהשיר התנגן לו, I tell them that you told us a little story, so...
But what happens when you're tired?
When I'm really tired from just too much traveling, I play songs much faster than I should, which is very strange, because I feel like I'm playing very slow, but I'm speeding up really super fast, so it's strange.
And what happened to the show when you do it?
Well, it's still a good show, it's just sometimes too fast for these guys to play.
כשהוא מאוד עייף, אז הוא לא שם לב, אבל הוא מנגן נורא מהר, והוא חושב שהוא מנגן לאט. וזה מאוד משפיע. Will you be tired this evening?
No, I've now slept you... for about 2 days straight, so I think I'm okay now.
Okay.
Is there going to be a different lineup for the show tonight, or do you change the lineup from show to show,
yeah.
or you're
yeah,
usually we'll... do the like put another song or?
No, we'll play different songs, not all different songs. I mean, there's certain songs off the new record that we'll play again tonight, just so people can learn.
Because
them.
People complain that they're, I read some reviews about the show last night, and they said that they didn't heard too much songs from the new album.
Yeah, it's too bad. We like the new songs are fun for us to play. We spent 3 years playing all the old songs, and then, or 2.5 years playing the old songs, and then we made a new record, and now I actually, you know, really enjoy playing the new songs. So we try to obviously make a balance between what keeps us going and keeps us interested and engaged, and then playing the old songs that people like to hear. But we always play the old songs. I don't think people have any right to complain about that.
How many shows a year do you have nowadays? You have shows every day, every week. How many shows a year do you have now?
Maybe only
like Bob Dylan, 30,000 shows a year.
Yeah, right. No, I'd say only like 150 or something like that.
No, I don't think we play that.
Not even that many. Well, maybe I do. I don't know.
לירון שאל אותם אם המופע היום יהיה שונה מאתמול, אז הם אמרו שכן, הוא יהיה שונה. היו תלונות שלא היה מספיק שירים מהאלבום החדש, אז הוא אמר שיהיו הרבה שירים מהאלבום החדש. הם מופיעים הרבה, אבל לא יותר מדי הרבה.
Have we? You think that's true? I mean, how many? Maybe that's a good question. I guess we really have no idea how many shows we play in a year.
It feels like 1,000, but it's not that much.
It's probably about 70.
You can always ask the IRS. They always know how many shows you're doing. You can be sure of that. Do you feel that part of the thing that a lot of bands go now back on the road, it's because the music industry is in kind of crisis? I mean, there is no right for a band that not performing to exist, because not a lot of
album
artists
don't
sing.
Sells.
Yeah, album does don't
but
don't
you know
sell.
I mean, honestly, I don't think I've never been in a band that sold enough records to stay home. Ever. I mean, this band or
Sebado? No.
Never enough records to stay home. You have to tour. Because the only people that can actually, that you're talking, you'd have to sell nearly a million records to stay home. Or, you know, something, more. Some are, you know, or maybe less, you know, but no, you always said, I mean, that was something we accepted when we started. I mean, we weren't going to sell records, and there was no way to make any money unless you actually toured, and most of the record labels wouldn't pay you anyway. And that was just a given. That was assumed. I mean, like, any time that anyone, or I'm in a band with anyone who's like, when are we going to get money from the records? It's like, what do you think we're doing? when did you ever think that, and I mean, did any of your heroes make money off of their record sales? I mean, very few of them did, you know. It's just not the way
it
works.
But you had a few bestsellers, no?
No. No.
Okay.
Well, at least you're not lying.
No, I mean, I think maybe, you know, like in our collective careers, we've had songs that have charted or done here, but I mean, really, even then, the amount of money that it costs for a record to chart, it comes right out of our record sales. So that all, and that's, it's all, the record industry is an industry that is actually not really designed around making money for the musicians. It's around making money for the people who are selling that stuff and keeping those people, and not necessarily
all
that,
I can
but,
say all I
I'm
can
just
say
saying, it's like that's something that anyone would know. I mean, if you know, even knowing the smallest amount of are about the history of the music business, is that you don't go as a musician into it to make money selling records. You do it because it gives you a way to travel and tour, and that's the only way you're going to make money. I mean, that's
Thank God that in commercial radio we are doing it for the art and not for the money. I mean, it's pure art. אני רוצה להסביר
כמו שהוא אמר. תן לי שאל אותו אם מופיעים הרבה, בגלל שבימינו אי אפשר למכור תקליטים כמעט, ושוק התקליטים בעצם, תעשיית התקליטים התפוררה. אז הוא אמר שאצלם זה היה תמיד ככה, שאף פעם לא היו להם הצלחות כל כך גדולות שהם יכלו להישאר בבית, וכל החיים הם היו צריכים להמשיך להופיע. אוקיי, אני חושב שתשאל אותו את זה שאלת סיום.
How do you stay hungry? After so many years of doing music, because you know, you sometimes you think maybe I want to stay at home, go to my home studio, record few song and not tour. I mean, how do you stay hungry? How do you keep the passion for music? What is there a secret?
It's a secret, I can't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you just have it or you don't have it. I don't know if you can make it up or keep it going or... I mean, I like playing more now than I used to, so I don't know why that is either.
And there's a catch, because after, like, you made it big, and you're considered to I mean, maybe not commercially, but, I mean, your name, Dinosaur Jr., is in history. Yeah. And it kind of can work both ways, because in a way, it can paralyze you and can say, I've done my best already, and I don't need to do anything more. And on the other hand, it can say, it's not... the best I could do. Mm-hmm. And how do you work with that mentally?
I mean, I think like Bob Dylan, why does he play 300 shows a year?
He got no chair, he got no home.
So you don't remember. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Did you want to say
no? It's just like Jay said, for some reason, like as I get older, the more I mean, the hunger, I mean, because in a way, like, we never will maybe ever surpass what people consider to be our best work. Mm-hmm. But you can't have that in your mind that you yourself are working towards something. You have to kind of identify that in yourself, like, well, I can do it. I haven't really done this combination of things before, and I haven't put this combination of words. And you kind of start to do it for yourself even more. I mean, that's kind of the amazing thing I'm finding about getting older, is I'm actually doing it even more for myself now than
it's
I
freedom,
was in the beginning.
Freedom to do it.
Yeah, like, and I have and I do have the freedom to do it. And you have to, when you start to accept that maybe you won't, you know, that maybe the perception of what you're doing won't, you know, maybe people's perception of you won't really grow from where it was, you know, 20 years ago. But inside yourself and your own growth, that's really the most important thing in the end, you know, because that's the thing that you give to your family, and that's the source of love that you have, and that's it. That's all I have to say.
השאלה הייתה מאיפה הם שואבים אנרגיות ב...